Washington. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Nuvon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvonHouse.com. That's from Beethoven, the famous Turkish march from the ruins of Athens, played by the Boston Pops, led by Arthur Fiedler, here on Kansas Public Radio to kick things off in our noon hour of the classics. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be back with you for another weekend, another fun time in a Monday afternoon with an English quintet for harp and strings, music of Arnold Bax and the Mobius Ensemble in just a few minutes, and later still a whirlwind of a flute concerto by French composer Jean Francais, all just ahead of us. The Swedish Chamber Orchestra, conductor Peter Sundqvist, they've got our next performance, and as you might expect, it's from a Swedish composer, one born in 1908 by the name of Lars Erik Larsson, the son of a factory worker and a nurse who bootstrapped his way into a musical career, first by studying at the Stockholm Conservatory and then getting work with Swedish radio in the 1930s. He had a beautiful and romantic lyrical style. Here it's on display in his Lyric Fantasy, performed by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. A short lyric fantasy of Great Appeal by Swedish composer Lars Erik Larsson, played by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, Peter Sundqvist, the conductor, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're 18 minutes into our noon hour, and still to come in the second half of the hour, we've got a lovely flute concerto by composer Jean Francais. That and much more is on the way here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. And Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs, open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Right now on the KU campus, cloudy skies and 69 degrees. Today warming up to the mid-70s. Eventually, we'll have sunny skies, or at least we should, according to the forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 60. Tomorrow, we'll have a high of about 79 and a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow afternoon. A better chance of showers for tomorrow night. Next on KPR is some English chamber music written in the year of 1919 by Sir Arnold Bax. This was something that he wrote to have a sort of veiled and mysterious character. It's his quintet for harp and string quartet put on by the Mobius Ensemble. Next on KPR. Some English chamber music composed in the year 1919, the quintet for harp and string quartet by Arnold Bax, performed by the Mobius Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. 12:34 now, and news from NPR, the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com and Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. Next on KPR, I've got for you a whirlwind of a flute concerto, one by French composer Jean Francais, whose music, as you may know, I enjoy playing. He's a contemporary French composer whose work is always very tuneful. And what we'll hear is a piece of his that I've never played for you before. This concerto was written in 1967 for Jean-Pierre Rampal. Today we'll hear Manuela Wiesler, flutist, with the Helsingborg Symphony Orchestra, Philippe Auguin, our conductor, Francaise Flute Concerto on KPR. A French concerto, one written in 1967 for flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal, the flute concerto by Jean Francais, played here by flutist Manuela Wiesler with the Helsingborg Symphony under conductor Philippe Auguin on Kansas Public Radio. Another French concerto, Concerto Russe by Edouard Lalot for violin and orchestra, that and more awaiting us in the next hour.
From NPR News.
All things considered from NPR today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live in need, Ruth Sherlock, NPR News.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That recording of the Minnesota Orchestra, conducted by Eiji Ue, and an intermezzo from an Italian opera, intermezzo from Jewels of the Madonna, by composer Ermanno Wolf-Ferrari, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. Some more classical music on a Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Looking forward to a recording of the BBC Philharmonic, along in just a little while, with a French concerto, albeit that is one based on Russian folk melodies. Concerto Russe, or the Russian Concerto, for violin and orchestra, that's by Edouard Lalot, in about 15 minutes' time, here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Next, we have chamber music by the Borodin Trio for us, written by Sergei Rachmaninoff. One of his early and most effective works for a chamber ensemble, written in 1892 specifically for an audience with Rachmaninoff's mentor Tchaikovsky at the Moscow Conservatory. This is known as Trio Elegiac, or Elegiac Trio No. 1 in G. The Borodin Trio has the performance here on Kansas Public Radio. Sergei Rachmaninoff's Elegiac Trio No. 1 in G, played by the Borodin Trio on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:28. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. Next on KPR, we have a French concerto for you, one for violin and orchestra. It was written by composer Edouard Lalot, whose heyday was the late 19th century, at the same time as the great Spanish violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate. For him, Lalo wrote a few different works, a standard violin concerto, and, of course, the great Symphonie Espagnole, a sort of hybrid of a violin concerto and a Spanish-style symphony. A little bit later on, in 1880, Lalo wrote another piece for Sarasate that was based on Russian folk tunes, collected by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, the Concerto Rus, or Russian Concerto. And for some unknown reason, Pablo de Sarasate never did perform this particular piece, but violinist Olivier Charlier did in the year 1999 in a recording with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, a recording that we bring you next on Kansas Public Radio. The Concerto Rus, or Russian Concerto for Violin and Orchestra by Edouard Lalo, the BBC Philharmonic with violinist Olivier Charlier, today on KPR.
Live from NPR News, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A recording of Ensemble Caprice, with music by Dmitri Shostakovich, one of his keyboard preludes, in an arrangement for strings, prelude number 4 of Opus 87 on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson, and I have a little bit more classical music before All Things Considered arrives at 3 p.m. We'll have with us later the Aurora Duo, flute and harp duo for a sonata by Alan Havanas, plus the violin concerto by Frederick Delius, brought to us by the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, all in just a little bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporium. Richard Porter believes the financial commitment of listeners makes it possible for KPR to provide in-depth news and music daily, and is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio. We now bring you the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Matthias Bamert is the conductor for some work by one of the great English composers of the mid-19th century, and one of the earliest heads of the Royal College of Music in England, Sir Charles Hubert Parry, and some symphonic variations in E minor for you next on KPR. That's the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Matthias Bamert. And we heard symphonic variations in E minor, music by composer Charles Hubert Parry on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, in just about 10 minutes' time, the Welsh National Opera Orchestra. They'll bring us the Violin Concerto by Frederick Delius. That's still to come here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Cake, June 27th at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at the Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 27th. And Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Right now on the KU campus, it is 72 degrees. High of 76 for our afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 60. Tomorrow's a partly sunny day with highs around 81. We have a 20% chance of showers tomorrow afternoon and 50% chance of showers and storms for tomorrow night with lows in the mid-60s. Next is a little chamber music from American composer Alan Havanas, whose music always had a distinctly spiritual edge, a sonata for flute and harp played by the Aurora Duo here on KPR. That's by Alan Havanas, a sonata, one written originally for flute and harp performance, and an arrangement today for violin and harp, as performed by the Aurora Duo, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 is the time, and at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock, time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, catch classical music from 7 to 8 p.m., and Classics Live will be from 8 to 9. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Monday afternoon. You know, we know that selling an old car or truck or boat, that can be a real pain. But KPR's vehicle donation program can help. Donate your vehicle online at that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and a tow truck will pick up the vehicle, will handle all the paperwork, and you'll receive a tax deduction. The Vehicles for Charity program and details at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. And time now for the Welsh National Opera Orchestra. Conducted here by Sir Charles McCarris, violinist Tasman Little in on things as well with a concerto composed in 1919 by Frederick Delius. Is Violin Concerto, next on KPR. Composed in 1919, the Violin Concerto by Frederick Delius, and played by the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris, along with violinist Tasman Little, here on KPR. And with that, almost 3 p.m., and time for me to step aside for All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson, and I hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's classical music, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. But don't forget, you can catch an hour of the classics this evening at 7 p.m., and then Classics Live will be from 8 to 9. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.